This is Average Advice. I'm Zar.
And I'm Tim. Average guys, average stories, average advice.
Welcome to season two, where new and exciting things are on the way.
Stay tuned and stay average.
You think we overpromised?
Nah.
Welcome back.
Oh, we did it at the same time.
That's
what's
cute.
Up?
Yeah, it's Average Advice season two coming from you remotely.
Remotely. I'm in my Sydney studio with our friend Kial in the Central Coast. What's up, Kial?
What's up? What's going on, guys?
Oh, dude, you know, the huge. I've just moved interstate. You know, the normal stuff that we normally do.
Yeah.
NSW.
This is like the third time you've moved to Sydney.
Second time. Thank you very much. Second time. I'm here for good for at least a little bit now, I believe. This yep. move's been pretty good. I've been enjoying it since I've come up here. Like, you know, the first time I moved up here, I was young and naive, did it with stupid intentions, with no money. The money definitely helps. The money yeah. is definitely my favorite part. But anyway, it's been a couple of months since Zobby, since we did the last episode. What's been cracking on in your world?
Oh, you know, just crying because he left me.
Yeah, I know.
That's basically my whole life. That work and crying.
Zyro's been guilting me because I left the boring state of Canberra.
Oh, but, I don't blame
you.
Know,
what are you going to do?
It's whatever you make of it.
It's such a boring state.
It is a boring state.
It's
a territory.
It's not even a state. It's a territory.
Same diff, bro. All right. What's the difference? Explain to me the difference.
Your mom.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's definitely a state. You got Northern Territory.
Kyle,
mm-hmm. Yo,
Kyle, what's good about having you on that some of our other guests are terrible at is that you've actually listened to the show.
Yeah, you're actually
an actual fan. That have not
I
listened
have.
To any of it.
I mean, my memory's
you're a true
terrible.
Fan, and for that,
that's fine. So is mine. People ask me questions and like bring things up from like earlier episodes, and I'm like, mate, that was almost 2 years ago. I recorded that. I have no idea what I said.
Yeah.
And it's really dangerous because people bring shit up and I'm like, oh crap, I said that. Whoops.
Do you have a favorite one of our episodes that you remember listening to?
Like I said, terrible.
You've
memory.
Listened to all the first
I couldn't
season.
Name them. And it was a while ago.
It is a while. Look, our structure has changed a little bit because obviously in the first season we had a topic for every episode. Mm-hmm. But for the season two, we've been doing a guest every episode and it's more just conversational. So basically, we're just going to go in, see where things go, and then we have our bucket of truth, which basically is just questions.
I've just got them sitting in my hand.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Cool
little idea.
So they're just questions and conversation starters and just go from there. But
yeah,
so yeah. I know we've basically tried to record this twice now because this is
don't tell them that, Tim.
Technical difficulties.
Oh yeah. Well, I think we've worked them out now.
Brings the averageness. Yeah, it brings the averagesness.
Yeah, hopefully.
But anyway, tell the people about yourself.
So my name is Kyle. I live on the Central Coast. Yeah. I'm a builder. Have been for about 4 or 5 years now. I have my own company.
What's your company called?
It's called Stez Building.
Give it a good plug.
Yeah, a little plug, Stez Building.
That's it.
Instagram.
Everyone, if you're listening, if you need
go
something
to your build,
built,
get your builders.
Stez Building.
Stez Building.
Straight here from
hashtag Stez Building.
I've seen him build stuff, and legit, he can build stuff.
I can build anything you want. If you want something built, I can build it.
Can you build me a space?
It just depends. It just depends on whether you want it shit or good, and how much money you have.
If you were to build me a time machine, could you build me like the frame of it, but like whether or not it actually operates?
Oh yes,
like different feel.
Yeah, yeah,
like
definitely.
Mechanical engineering.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he just does the structures.
You know what? You're doing most of the work anyway.
Yeah.
It's like 90% of the work is like the shell. And
well, as a builder, you basically contract all the work and you deal with all the sort of paperwork side of things. So you contract. You can basically.
So
I can not lay my hands on a tool and just contract everything out. But I have a carpentry background. So
builders is like the business. It's the business like
yes,
part,
yeah.
right?
Yes,
like,
the business
you have
part.
To be a builder, you need to have the license and everyone has to work underneath you, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you need the finances and all the licensing and the contacts and the experience and the qualifications.
All the fun stuff.
Who do you find of any kind of tradie type? Do you find that any that are just like most of the time like shit blokes more than others or just like terrible, like one particular trade?
Yeah, plumbers versus electricians battle.
No.
There's Laurie, those fucking plumbers.
No, there's definitely stereotypes in the industry, for sure. I don't know, maybe you can get some good brickies. Maybe like tilers, like roof tilers. Dude, they're always like drop kicks.
Everyone's told me that. Everyone's told me tilers or scaffolders.
Yeah.
Scaffolders are usually the
scaffolder. Scaffolders are generally quite nice. They're just like, I think like a stereotype around a lot of scaffolders is like big Kiwi blokes. I'm just going to like lift heavy shit.
They have to lift things every day. But what made you go in? Because did you do an apprenticeship in year 10? So what made you go into building? Like, is it something that you actually planned to do?
I actually originally wanted to be an architect. That was like my dream job as a child, was an architect.
Ooh.
And then in school, I did graphic design.
From drawing.
And construction, yeah. And then when I was sort of going through school, I found that I enjoyed the more hands-on stuff. So then I went through to year 12, but as soon as I finished year 12, I just got an apprenticeship straight away. In school, I tried to I'd got a Defence Force scholarship, which is like a $3,000 grant, which I just bought a laptop with. And I went and did all the tests to go into the Defence Force for carpentry, but I couldn't get in because I was colorblind. So I couldn't do that trade, dude, in the Defence Force because I was colorblind.
Welcome to the club, bro.
You're preaching to Tim's choir, mate.
How shit is being colorblind? It's like the weirdest thing too, because like it's not like you don't see colors. You still see colors. It's not like I see black and white.
Yeah.
But like apparently like there's like 48% of men are colorblind.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand where it comes from.
And you got those. Have you seen those glasses? Have you seen those glasses that apparently fix like colorblindness?
Yes.
See real colors. I don't know if I believe in them or not.
Because I've always wanted to try one just to see if it's actually real, or to see if like my version of color is just completely fucked up. If like my red is green and my blue is yellow, my world is just fucked.
Flips all your colors around. Yeah. So like, what you see is green is actually red, and then you wear them on, you're like, oh, that's green.
Dude,
what?
I reckon I'd go crazy if that happened to me.
Oh yeah.
I also hate when people fucking find out you're colorblind. They start testing you like you're a performing fucking SEAL. They're like, what's this color? What's this color? I'm like, mate, come on. Anyway.
I feel your pain.
So how quick did you start your own business? So you were working for another builder, I assume, right? For a while, and then you decided to branch off?
Yeah. So I was just like, for about 10 years. Yeah, about 10 years I worked for
him. Good stint.
But sort of about, I think when I finished my apprenticeship, I got my building qualification, but then you need 2 years supervising experience. So I stuck with him and was just like running jobs for him and stuff like that, just to get the experience of running a job. And then I sort of branched off and became a subcontractor first before I became a company. Just subbed to him and did a little deck or something on the side. And then from there, I started a company. It was actually when COVID started, and I was like, I had all this time, and I was like, what am I going to do with all this time? I was like, well, maybe I can start a company. And so I went and approached one of our other friends, Laurie. Yeah.
Did you get stood down through COVID too? Did you like lose your job? Or was there no work or something through COVID?
Not really. Work was a little quiet at the time that it started. So, I mean, the government grants, like I was able to get the government grants, which helped, which means I didn't have to sort of like go and hunt for more work, which was handy. So it was like a perfect sort of little time to start a company.
Do you find being a business owner, like obviously... you're your own boss, kind of. So you could just wake up one day and just be like, oh, I don't really feel like working today.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of freedom.
I mean, obviously,
you'll be a very successful business owner
because you're yep. making your own money, you're making your own time, and you know people make contracts with you and you're obligated. But you could just get up and be like, I'm not feeling it today. Who's going to tell me off?
That's
right, nobody.
I can. That's good. I mean, Laurie's not going to go and tell me off.
Just slap him.
I feel like I'd be more inclined to go to work when I'm like every hour I'm making money for like a lot of money. Like if I'm getting a bigger piece of the pie, I'd be way more inclined to actually go to work and put a lot of effort in. I think hopefully most people would be. Otherwise, the economy is going to crash and burn.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Anyway, all right.
I've actually got my my first big building contract coming up.
Oh, shit.
Should be hopefully signing in the next few weeks. So it'll be like the first big contract for my company.
Dude, that's dope.
Which is pretty exciting.
What I always thought was pretty interesting, Kyle, is like we met you through like our mate Max, I think, who came on the show. Mackie P. For
Mackie P.
Listen to that episode. But
yeah.
Is that how you came into the group?
Yeah, probably would have been through Max.
You met him through gaming online, right? Like you didn't meet him. Like how did you meet that?
So I met him through a friend that I met on the coast in school, and he moved to Canberra.
No way. Yeah.
And then I would come down to Canberra in school holidays during school. And then as we started getting older in 18, 19, the party years, we started having parties together, but we also played online games together when I wasn't in Canberra. And that's how we sort of clicked.
Yep.
That's crazy. Because I remember you just appearing in the group one day because I was up in Sydney at one point and then I would come down and then you were just there and I'm like, oh, who's Kyle? No, I think it was because we went to a festival and you were just shut up and I was like, who's that guy? And we're like, that's Kiao.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was another thing, music.
Like I met him at a festival and then he was just there and I'm like, who's this Kyle guy? And they're like, oh, yeah.
It's annoying. I can't wear my glasses because you can see the reflection in the... the screen. I'm gonna go blind now, I guess. Go real blind. It's a color blind.
I mean, what do you need to look at?
Your pretty faces.
Yeah.
Your pretty faces. All right.
I mean, I wear glasses. Zod,
have you ever had to wear glasses? Or do you have like perfect vision?
Me? Oh, mate, I've got perfect vision.
Fuck.
You know what I need is glasses for the ears, though.
You're pretty deaf. You're pretty deaf.
Like hearing aids.
I feel like you're not deaf. You just have selective hearing. I think sometimes you just choose not to hear things.
Yeah, I just got
told
off by Yaz for yelling because I had the headphones on. I can't help but yelling. It's not a conscious choice, Tim. It's a subconscious. It's not like I'm ignoring that and I'm thinking about ignoring that. It's just my brain just like has wavelengths that it decides will listen to one thing. But then this other thing is just... If there's like multiple sources of noise, my brain can only focus on one source of noise. Like if I'm at like a club or like a pub or something and there's a really loud background noise, I find it really hard to hear people because my brain is like trying to listen to the music but also listen to people speak at the same time. It's like it can't do both. And I don't know if that's a normal thing that people have, but...
It's interesting because I remember when we were hanging out once.
Yeah, my partner goes off me all the time.
Really? Why? Because you're not listening to him. Because you're not
Shout out to Rach.
Yeah. Because like
out to Rach, she's a bloody ledge.
Well, she'll like say something, and like I'll just be focusing on something else, and then I'll just like completely not hear what she said. Like it'll just be like mumble in the background, and I'm just like, and then I'll go to be like, what? And she'll be like, did you not hear me? I was literally sitting right next to you. And I was just like, you got to get my attention first.
That's what we realized with Zar. Because like, we would be chilling and then I'd be directly sort of like sitting sideways to Zar, just talking to him. And I could tell halfway through the conversation that he was not there and he was never coming back. So I'm just like, I'll tap him on the shoulder and he'd be like, what? I'm like, man, I've been talking to you for like 15 minutes. And he's just been nodding.
What I also loved was those times we'd have like sleepovers at like Lort's or something and I'd be asleep and I sleep talk a lot.
Oh my God.
And then I'd like say something in my sleep and these guys would be like, what'd you say, Zar? And I like wake up and they're like, what'd you just say? And I'm like, oh, look, I was sleep talking. They're like, oh, but what did you just say? I'm like, I don't remember.
I was asleep, bro. I was asleep, dude.
But like, I remember saying it in my dream, but they're not what I said.
How weird is sleep talking?
Anything to do with the brain.
I've been recording myself.
Actually blows.
Sleep talking.
See, I'm
so
terrified
weird.
To record myself sleeping. What if I like hear a ghost or some shit? I'll never be able to sleep again. I've always wanted to.
Maybe.
I've always wanted to. But imagine if you like, all right, this is the day. I'm going to like record myself sleeping. I'm going to see if I say anything. And then like at 1 a.m. or something, you just hear, get back to bed. I would never be able to sleep.
Do you have any weird quirks, Kyle? Do you have any weird quirks like sleep talking or like really like along those
lines? Yeah, I do. I sleep talk a lot. And like I have actually recorded myself a few times. And
what's something you've said?
A lot of like gibberish because it's just like the phone microphone, so like and like it picks up like
I've been recording myself
tossing and turning and stuff like that, but yeah, Rachel like catches me sleep talking sometimes and just like say the weirdest fucking shit.
there's apps you can get where it actually measures when you're in like the REM cycles and shit.
That's the app I use.
And it's funny. And the REM, apparently you only start dreaming really heavily when you're in REM, obviously. Like, and that's when you start sleep talking the most. But have you ever seen, because apparently, you know, sleep paralysis. Apparently that everyone has sleep paralysis because when you sleep, you're supposed to have this like, I don't know what the chemical's called. Zah, you might be able to jump in. But there's a chemical that basically gets released. You're the scientist in the group, bro. There's a chemical that gets released into your body that paralyzes you, right? So that's supposed to paralyze you. So you can't like run around. But when you sleepwalk, apparently that doesn't work. It's dead.
Melatonin.
Is it melatonin, is it?
Well, that's what Google says.
That makes you paralyzed.
Yeah.
So when people have sleep paralysis, they like wake up, but that's not worn off. And I think that's probably one of my worst nightmares, to wake up, just like not be able to move.
Dude, you know what's great is that if we like have a fact we need to look up, you can just Google it.
You can just Google it.
Internet right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been recording myself sleeping too.
What about those people that like just like sleepwalk? They like sleepwalk and then they like go and like eat all this food out of the fridge.
Mm. Oh yeah, sleep eating is an actual problem.
Sleep eating.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Dude, Yaz has literally followed a like a TikToker where she sets up cameras all around her house because she's like a serial sleepwalker. And like she full like will like grab stuff and like be like, what are you doing? And like point at things and like the dogs will just be like there like looking at her. And she literally like go and like get chips out of the cupboard and just eat them. She like went outside and shit. It was crazy.
I've seen that chick because I love, she's so funny when she's doing it too, because she's doing the stupidest things. And there was one where I was watching her husband's just like sleeping on the couch, just like watching this bitch just be the craziest person. She like went and grabbed like all these cans of soft drink, put them in a like jumper, and then just went and planted them out the front, like just throwing them on the fucking lawn. Mate, have you ever sleepwalked, Zah?
I don't think sleepwalked. Don't believe
I've got a story for sleepwalking.
Go on. Give it.
Go on.
I think it was like a Christmas, maybe like 6 years ago, something like that. And I was just sleeping on the lounge on like a pull-out mattress upstairs. And it was like it was a mattress thrown on the floor, really. And I think it was like my uncle or auntie like caught me during the night trying to like ram the glass door down with the mattress to get out onto the balcony. And they had to like lay me back down in bed. And like I don't remember any of this. And the next morning they were like, "Yeah, you were trying to like ram down the glass door to the balcony." And I was like, "What?"
Did you grab like an instrument? Was it just
I was like, apparently I like picked the mattress up and I was trying to ram the glass door with the mattress.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Could you imagine waking up and you're like, the person in the other room is just doing that? You'd be like, what are you fucking doing?
You just hear this like bang bang bang.
Dude, that'd be so weird.
I've had my sister sleepwalk a couple of times. Dude. And you think someone's trying to break in. Someone's trying to break in, but someone's trying to break out. Fuck that, dude. I've only had one like really bad sleepwalking story, and it wasn't like, luckily I didn't leave my house, but I'm pretty sure I've already said it on this podcast, so I'll bring it up with you later, Carl. I'll talk about it later. I'm trying to not
you've done it a few times
stories anymore. Anyway, let's go to the bucket. Too much. That's why I'm trying to stop, you know. I'm growing as a person. All right, let's go to the bucket, right? So I'll do mine, and if we want to do another one, you can do one of yours. All right. So, do you think political correctness has gone too far, or do you think more regulation is needed in the world? Discuss.
Well, I don't really pay attention to politics. I just like do my thing.
Well, it's more political correctness is like everything on social media and stuff, just how society sort of. That was a very diplomatic answer, Carl.
Political correctness is like, oh, you shouldn't say this because it like is offensive, or like you should be respect. I don't know how to explain it. You should be respectful, or you shouldn't offend people. Yeah.
Well, it's like all these comedians getting really mad, getting all this hate and stuff for the jokes they say, basically. Like, my view on political correctness is it's needed in some times, but other avenues it's just not necessary. Like, why do we care, you know? But
I mean all I can really say is people are getting soft.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah,
just that, just basically people are getting soft.
There's a lot of complaining.
I think it's this like generation we've got of entitlement. And I think kids are brought up these days and they're given phones and Nintendo Switches and PlayStations, and they're given all this stuff really early. They have access to the internet. They can watch movies whenever they want. It's like everything's at their fingertips. And I feel like they're absolutely so used to things being easy and like there's no resistance. So
that's a good word, resist them.
Come and resist them. They don't know how to handle it. And they go, oh, why are you being this way?
Yeah, and I think because it definitely stemmed from universities up, I think, because obviously the younger generation came in with way more political correctness than us. Like, I remember when we were in school, right, we were considered sort of like pretty left-wing, and like all of our beliefs were pretty left-wing. Now I would say I'm still left-wing, but there's other beliefs like that would come in that would be considered right-wing now. So it's just like, it's weird how as time goes on, you sort of get put into different categories, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, my mum's actually just gotten into teaching, and like she's had a couple stories where kids in school now are like, all right, I identify as a unicorn. I'm going to be a unicorn today. It's like, what? Who does that? Yeah. and they get all these rights based on what they are.
in primary school, did you say? Was that primary school?
Like primary school kids, and yeah, she teaches primary school.
Wow. I mean, when I was in primary school though, like I thought I was like, fucking everything, you know, you just have an imagination. But it's just like, I mean, at the same time, like if you're trans, you're trans. Like I understand and respect that, but it's at the same time, it's just like,
I respect I think that as well.
There's just too much around about everything on it. It's just.
The thing is, it's like, I think that gets to a point where, I mean, when it comes to like a kid saying they're a unicorn, it's like, well, you know, kids have wild imaginations and say random wild shit all the time. And that's not something I'd really be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like kids need to learn that, not just kids, anyone needs to learn that their opinions and their, the way that they perceive the world is wildly different from everyone else. Thought and people process. Are going to give you reality. Hate for your opinions and your views, regardless of whether they're right or everyone else agrees with them. There's always going to be someone that's like, you're a bitch, you're a dickhead. And then they go, and then instead of going, no, fuck you, or you I never impress care, everyone. They go, oh, why are you attacking me so much? And it's like, they don't learn how to. And I was the same way. I was the same way as a teenager. That's why I know what it is.
Yeah. deflecting.
I think it comes down to like the parenting as well. I think a lot of parents have relaxed in teaching their children these things because the children are not involved so much with the family because they're stuck on their phones and their games and all that sort of stuff. And they don't have involvement with adults. They're involving themselves with other children and they don't learn how to be an adult and learn all these aspects of political correctness.
Well, they're learning from the internet, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And the internet is
it makes me think of like crazy. Like you look at South Korea or Japan. Because I was reading up that Japan is an aging population. Mm. Their population is getting older because their young people aren't hooking up.
Reproducing.
Aren't fucking anymore.
Aren't fucking each other.
Because what it is that they grow up in these societies with where everything's digital, like especially in Japan and Korea, like everything's digital. Oh, I've got this digital girlfriend. I've got all my like computer game friends. I don't need to go out and socialize.
Yeah.
So they're not going out and meeting other people their age to get together and have kids. So the population is getting older. They're getting a more population above 50 than they have below 50. And that seems to be the way that it's shifting in those cultures. So, you know, that, and I think they're very big on like technology and social media and the internet. They're huge on that. So that could be a sign.
I've loved just watching and being on the sidelines of all this Twitter crap with Elon Musk because I'm not on Twitter and I don't care about Twitter at all. But it's just been, it's pretty funny because I'm just like, how many times have you said, oh man, I hate all these like annoying regulations in this place? And Elon was hated it so much he spent $44 billion to just own it. Dude, even no matter how you feel about the guy, that's such a boss play.
Yeah. And then like a bunch of people just like left.
Yeah, well, I mean, he fired a lot.
But then like people were like, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, he fired a lot. But then he sent out an email saying that if you're not down for hardcore activities, take your severance package. And then, yeah, so a lot of people just left apparently. So we'll see if Twitter exists in a couple of months,
dude,
I guess.
I've never had Twitter. Waste of time.
Neither. I've never understood the point of it. I've never understood the point. Like,
neither have I.
You know when we were younger, neither right? Because I was just eating. Eating on the podcast, bro.
Well, dinner was ready and I'm hungry. I didn't want to wait half an hour.
When we were younger, I remember when like Facebook first came out and everyone was asking me to get on Facebook. But I was like on Bebo. Did you guys ever have Bebo?
Yeah, I had Bebo.
No, I never had Bebo.
I think it was a Canberra thing, to be honest. But like, I had Bebo for a bit. Like, I never had MySpace at all. But then when I literally saw the shift when everyone started like going to Facebook. But then everyone's like, go to Facebook. And I was like, nah, fuck that. I don't care about that. And it was the same with Instagram as I was leaving, because I eventually did go to Facebook. And as I was leaving school, Instagram came in. And you have to do the sort of choose if you're going to then take on this extra social media. But now there's like fucking 500. There's fucking TikTok, all this stupid shit. And I'm just like, I can't keep up with all this stuff. And I'm only 28.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. And kids have all access to this like that, you know? My sister's just turned 13 and she's had a phone for like a smartphone for like 2 or 3 years. She has Snapchat, she has Facebook, she has Instagram, she has name them all. She has them. She's always constantly messaging her friends. And like, remember when we were kids, we had phones, but you could text your friend, but you'd like run out of credit.
Credit,
you'd just be
like,
oh, well, I can't text anyone. So literally just like, she's
be
just
like, mom,
no credit.
Mom,
just Facebook.
Can you get me some more credit?
Dude, I remember, do you remember your first phone that you could text people on? Like, what year was that for you guys?
Year 7 for me.
Year 7.
Yeah, I feel like it was high school. I feel like my parents are like, all right, once you get to high school, we'll give you a phone.
When I got to high school, my parents were like, yeah, they were like, because I was like walking home and stuff. So my mom was like, we should get you a phone in case you need.
Well, I think I got my hand-me-down one. Because being the youngest, it's easy to get a lot of free shit. But I got a pink flip Motorola in year six. But I don't think I ever had
a pink one. Was it your sister's?
Oh, yeah, it was my sister's old one. Yeah, it was my sister's.
He looks
old
good
one.
In the dress, just saying.
Of course, it was a hand-me-down. But I'm pretty sure it was my other sister's.
Yeah, so I just got my parents' hand-me-downs.
Yeah, see, it's better because they're usually better than your fucking siblings. Sibling hand-me-down. Mm. But to be fair, I never played for clothes until I was like 23 because my brother gave me good clothes. All the
so time. You were wearing dresses or your sister's hand-me-downs?
Not my sister's clothes. No, I probably should point that out. Not my sister's clothes. My brother's clothes. I do.
I've seen the photos.
Do you guys remember before smartphones, how you had like your phone? You have like your phone and then you have your iPod.
Yeah.
You have iPod both Touch. Of them in your pocket at the same time. You're like, oh yeah, my phone. I'm going to listen to my music. And now when they created the iPhone, you're like, oh, it's all in one.
Well, I had the Walkman.
A Walkman.
You had a Walkman? How old?
I had a Walkman.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I was so poor.
In school.
I was so poor in school. I went to school with a Discman at one point. Everyone was like, why the fuck do you have that? And then I get a hand-me-down like MP3 player. Do you remember how easy they were to come around? You can't find an MP3 player anywhere anymore because your phone is one. Like, they've completely destroyed a whole industry.
You could probably buy one on the black market somewhere.
I doubt it, man. Like, because I even spoke to people on at work, at school, and I was like, why do you have an iPhone and an iPod in your pocket? Because people, for some reason, didn't want to put all their music on their phone. And I was like, but why? They're exactly the same device. Didn't make any sense to me.
Do you guys remember back in the days when we were kids, you'd go to the video store?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, mom would be like, oh, what do you guys want to do? And be like, oh, do you guys want to go rent a movie from the video store? And everyone would be like, yay, like video an store. And you'd like go. And me and my brother would be like 10 and 7, just running along the aisles like, oh, look, oh, I love that movie. Oh, we haven't seen this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't. No. Let's go to the new release section, the one night high. Oh. I just remember being so much fun in those places.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a joy that no one's ever.
Or you'd like, or you'd rent a PS2 game or something like that as well. Like you'd rent a game that you could play with your mates when they come over for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Dude, just the idea of renting a movie actually just blows my mind right now. Do you remember? Because I remember there was a time in my life where I noticed that I hadn't actually watched normal TV for like 2 years. It took me 2 years, and I was like, wait, I haven't actually looked at TV, normal TV, for 2 years, just because I've just been streaming everything for that long. So it's just like, and out of nowhere. And then I'm like,
Well, I just got back from Hamilton Island.
Just then.
Literally 2 seconds ago, he got back.
No, not just then. No, I didn't just walk through the door just then. Like a week ago. And
yeah, just quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was like a week ago. And we were just chilling in the room.
Yeah.
And they don't have Netflix or anything like that on the TV, but they had Ariel on the TV. And like we'd be going to bed at like 9 o'clock because we're so relaxed. And we're just like, put the TV on. And it's just like, oh, Channel 9? Oh, yeah, playing shows. They play like a random, I think we watch Go, Channel Go a lot. And they put like a movie on every single night at like 9:30 or something like that. And it's just complete random movies. Like they put on American Pie the other day. And I was just like, oh, this is mad. Watch American Pie. Because I haven't seen this movie in years.
I love channel surfing. I miss channel surfing. Because that's why I enjoyed Foxtel too. Because I'm like, when I got Foxtel, when we upgraded from like normal TV to Foxtel when we were younger, that you could just sit there and channel surf and you'll end up finding something good to watch. And like you'll end up watching Scrubs for like 4 hours, but you'll find something good to watch. But now everything's kind of on your plate. You have to think of something to watch. You have to do something. Like that's why it takes so long for people to actually choose on Netflix.
We show surf now.
Yeah, we show surf. It's a fucking joke. That's why I think why YouTube like got picked up so much, because YouTube, you can watch something for 3 minutes, you can watch something for 4 hours. Like you can be on YouTube for as long as you need to be on YouTube. What are you looking up, Zombie, with your white face?
Dude. I was just thinking, like, YouTube, like, even when we started having the internet, YouTube was, like, not a thing. And even when it was, like, your internet wasn't fast enough to load lots of, like, you can just watch video after video after video. So take, like, half an hour to load one video. You're like, fuck. This is...
Yeah, I remember when I got good internet for the first time and, like, my YouTube video that was, like, 2 minutes loaded, like, really fast. And I was mind blown. And now if I get a video that's even, like, not 4K, I'm like, what the fuck is this piece of shit? You know? So whack.
And I think that relates to what we were talking about, is that we've become accustomed to this way of living that we can't deal with resistance. We can't deal with a slow internet. You're mm-hmm. like, why are you doing this to me? Fuck my life. Like, that's just how it's become.
I think a slow computer is probably would get me angry the fastest out of anything in the world. Like, if I moved the mouse and it would, like, it didn't move at the same time I moved it, if there was like the smallest bit of lag, I'd be like, I'm going to throw this through the roof. And I think that's just, I used to have more patience as a kid, I swear.
Okay, I think I'm going to pick another topic.
Go for it.
This one. You guys ready?
Go for it.
If you had to give up one of your senses, which would it be and why?
Name all the senses. So we got touch.
So let's just talk about the senses for a sec.
Yeah, so we got sight, touch,
taste,
hearing, smell.
Yep.
And taste.
Yep.
Fuck, that's a hard one. I'm probably, like, I'm going to rule out, like, eyes and ears straight away. Because, like, that's a... Ugh.
But at the same time, like, imagine not being able to feel anything. Or imagine not being able to smell or taste anything.
I reckon smell. I reckon I get rid of my smell.
But probably smell. I reckon smell. Because, like, I agree with you. Honestly, that's actually a really genius idea. Because realistically, how many nice smells are in the world? Way less than bad smells. Yeah. Way less.
Although, remember this, 90% of what you taste is your smell. So if you couldn't smell anything, food would become super bland. Could you imagine living the rest of your life without, like, getting to really taste food?
Well, that's, so we're technically losing two then if we take smell.
Yeah. Well, I didn't create the rules, dude. That's just how smell works.
Or your taste would get even better.
Yeah, it could just enhance your taste.
Dude, where's your science, sir? Where's your science, sir?
Yeah, show us your diploma, bro.
Well, okay. You guys, I mean, I'm just saying.
It could happen. What about you? Which one would you lose?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It is.
I really don't know.
You didn't think about, like, answering yourself when you wrote the question.
I always thought you guys would answer it longer, so I don't have time to think about it.
No, I knew it straight away. I was
Smell and why?
Smell and why? I already explained it. Like, as I said, throughout my day, right, I would smell way more bad smells than good smells. Like, so I'm not really missing anything. In fact, it's actually enhancing my life because now I don't have to smell any of the bad
stuff. Hear me out. What about if you're in a room and you can't smell a gas leak and then you'd light something?
Then I'll die.
But if you were blind, you'd be able to smell it. Just saying, and you would
survive.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be able to get out.
It doesn't matter. You wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, I'm not going to light fire because I can smell the gas leak.
Yeah, I suppose. But then
I don't know. I'm just being devil's advocate here. I'm just.
Yeah, but what if like someone like throws a knife at you and you can't see the knife coming?
Yeah, exactly. What is?
Well, you wouldn't be able to smell it.
Yeah, either. You can't smell. But you would need to smell it if you could see. So all I'm saying is, like, if I lost my sight, do I get some of those Daredevil powers where my, like, hearing gets, like, super sensitive?
I think that just naturally happens.
So like my I'll get super hearing if I lose my sight.
Yeah.
That means if
sight would definitely suck to lose. I don't think I'd want to lose sight.
Sight and hearing is probably up there for sure. But like let me narrow the question down. Which would you rather lose, sight or hearing? Because the other three, I could, like, if something happened, it would suck. Don't get me wrong, it would suck. But I could push through. One of those two.
I'd lose my hearing.
Same.
I'd lose my hearing. Because, like, yeah. Because, like, just, like, the hobbies that I like to do, like, gaming and doing,
like,
my work.
What about music,
Kyle? Everything is sight.
What about music?
Well, music, I've already thought about this before. With music, you can still hear the music through vibrations. Enjoy it.
That's true.
Like, Mozart. you can feel the bass.
You can enjoy it through the beat.
Sense the bass. Yeah, you don't actually have to hear it.
Especially if you were at festivals and you're just in front of those giant speakers. Like, you'd be like, man,
so Yaz just
yeah, you're just like getting all the vibrations, not fucking your hearing up.
Yaz just sent me a comment while we were talking about this. She goes, if you can't smell, you can't taste. And then what's the point of living?
That's why I didn't pick taste. Like,
no, but if you can't smell, you can't
taste. Well, then I'll pick taste then, for sure. Because, like,
but then you couldn't taste
it. But at least I can smell.
Well, then why are they two separate senses? Why are they two separate senses?
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't they just be one sense?
Shouldn't they be one?
I don't know, man. I didn't create the rules. I didn't create the senses.
That does make sense, because when you don't want to taste something, you're gonna miss.
What? So if you lose your taste, you don't lose your smell?
I guess not.
Well, maybe not. Ask Yas. She seems to know things.
No, I think for me, it'd probably have to be... I think I'd probably lose hearing over everything. I think I'd prefer to feel and touch and smell and taste and see things, because you can still do sign language. You can still drive a car. You can still, like, do all these things.
It would. Yes. Sight is definitely off the table for sure. Hearing would be weird, because you'd basically be a passenger in your entire life, because you wouldn't be involved in most conversations. Like, imagine if you're just hanging out with, like, you know, hearing abled people, and then they're just having a conversation. You're just like, what are they saying? I wonder what they're doing.
You become an expert lip reader.
Yeah, you would. But there's no way
you can learn sign language, and you got hearing aids and stuff like that to help
hearing
you out.
Hearing aids, for sure. But I'm like, sign language is only good if two people know it. Like, if you're the only one that knows sign language, it's pointless. You know what I mean? That's why
I just think losing your hearing would be the easiest one to deal with. But I mean, that's based on zero experience.
Yeah, so we should do a see no evil, hear no evil.
I guess it depends at what stage of your life you lose this as well. Like, if you lost this at birth, you'd be raised around family and friends that would be able to speak sign language, because they'd be accompanying to you. Where if you lost it now, it would be completely different, because you'd be like, well, shit, now I've got to learn this, and all my friends need to...
You would hope, anyway.
Hopefully learn this.
Yeah, I saw some interview
that... I
guess
speech is also...
People that have,
like
had sight and then lost it, the hardest part is when they wake up, because they still dream in, like, normal. They still dream, like, normal vision. So when they wake up, they're, like, panicked a little bit, because they don't remember that they're blind. And I'm like, fuck that.
So would you guys prefer to be born without, like, a particular sense than lose it halfway through?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure, 100%. Ignorance is bliss, my friend.
Because I also wonder, it's like, at least when you have vision when you're born, you know what vision was. But I guess, yeah, you're right. That's a sense of loss. Like, you lose your vision.
Yeah,
you go,
ignorance
fuck.
Is bliss.
But then living, like, completely blind from when you were born would be such an alien thought. Like,
it is.
Not knowing, like, they live their life, like, they don't have vision. Like,
but they don't know what they're missing at the same time. So if you don't know what you're missing, you can't miss it. Like, obviously you can be like, oh, I wonder what that feels like. Obviously I'm saying this as not a blind person. I'm sure you do miss being able to see if you are a blind person out there. But I would say it's better to never have. I suppose this comes down to, like, is having a relationship worth it if you're just going to break up? It's the same argument.
Well,
have something
and
lost
you think
it.
Of it. in that same analogy you're saying, it's like, would you rather have loved and then lost love, or would you rather have never loved at all?
Exactly. Yeah, that's
because if you never love, you never experience the joy of love. So if you're blind, you never experience the joy of vision. You don't get to see, you don't get to watch movies, you don't get to see like beauty, you don't get to like, I don't know what's the example.
You get to touch people's face, though.
You don't get to ever see art, for instance. Like, you'll never see the Mona Lisa. Like,
whoever's blind listening to this has just got a real depressing like end to this podcast. They can listen to us, though. You're never going to see anything, man. No, but
well, yeah.
You get to listen to us, though.
Wow, that's dark.
You're welcome, blind people.
No, all right, I'm going to... let's quickly jump off this topic before we get sued.
Do you want to do another topic?
I'll do another one. Your one. I'll do another one. All right.
All right. Also, Kyle, we're going to ask you to think of some topics for us to write into our little tubs.
Okay.
You for after this episode, so we can chat. Continue.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, actually, just send one to each of us, so then we can keep them separate.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because we want to keep the topics secret from each other.
All right. Have you ever been caught doing the nasty? Explain the aftermath.
Doing the dude?
What's the nasty? The is this like having a shit?
Have you ever been caught doing anything sexual? Doing the nasty. No, it's not a shit.
Like, have your parents walked in on you, Kyle?
Doing the sex. Doing the S-E-X.
I'm a virgin, I think, so not me.
You're a virgin. Yeah, good one, mate.
I've definitely been caught by friends a few times at parties. And
that's not as awkward. Say,
no, I would. It's just like shut the door.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, but my nan almost caught me.
That's not a one.
When I was in my room alone once. But I heard her coming up the stairs, and I was like, "Shit! Close everything."
I think we've all had close calls, especially early on. Yeah, do you want to stop making fucking noise? Or was that you, Zah?
That literally was just the spoon falling out of the pot by itself.
I don't believe that. I think I think
you
I've...
You interrupted Carl's story, dude.
No, I didn't. He was done.
No, I was done, yeah.
I think... What? Yeah, he's done. Shut up, Zah. I've almost been caught multiple times, like obviously earlier on in my teenage youth, because living in a family of five, like it's pretty hard to get some alone time like that, you know. And then when you don't have a lock on your door, for some reason people just decide to like walk in. And then, but I've never actually been caught, thank God.
So when I was in year 12, one of my first serious girlfriends, as you said, like we didn't really have a place to do it because I was still living at home and I shared a room with my brother.
Ooh.
And so we were at my dad's place and we had no opportunity to do it. We were like, I was like, had this clever idea. I was like, we could go to mum's house because my brother's not there and we could do it in my room there. And so
we drove
to my mum's house and I walk in and my mum's like, oh, hey, what are you guys doing? We're like,
just hanging.
Just going to hang out.
in the room.
We've just come to visit you, mum.
We were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that she's there, doesn't that deter you? not in those
desperate 18-year-old man. Horny days. To tell you. And we were like in the bedroom and then I remember Gavin was like, knocking on the door. He's like, I know what you're doing in there. You can't just come around and just like decide you get to do this like without like calling us or anything, like permission first to just
live there.
I know, but I don't remember what he said, but he was just like, what the hell, man? That's not cool. You just come around and just like decide to go to the bedroom and fuck. Like,
respect. If I was your stepdad, I'd be like, that's my boy right there.
Yeah, he cock blocked me, man. What the fuck?
Did cock block you?
What a cock blocker.
Dude, I remember my mom tried to cock block me once. It was like, because my mom, the dynamic we have in my family is just like, that we'll try to do like normal family dynamic stuff. And then we're just like, this is not how this works. Okay. So I had a girl come over once and we just went to my room. It was during the day. It was like the first time, you know, back in the high school days, your first date is just sort of a hangout at home. Anyway, we're hanging out in my room watching a movie and my mom comes in and she's like, I want this door open. I literally laughed at her and closed it again. Because she kept trying to do that multiple times, and I'm like, "Mom, this is not gonna go the way you think it is." And I just kept closing it. Luckily, I had a lock on that door, so I just locked it. But that was like the only time Mom really tried to pull that card on me. Once there was one time in high school though, my mom does not like driving to Belconnen, right? But I didn't have a car for a long time all through school. But one of our friends that I was trying to hook up with in year 11, you probably know this person's are. I was really, really keen on it. So I was basically doing anything I can to get to close the deal. Anyway, so she's just like, come over my house. But she lives in Belconnen. Deep in my brain, I knew that I'm going to need my mom to come get me. But I didn't want to tell her that she had to come pick me up from Belconnen. So I go, we do the do. And then my mom's just like, oh, I'll pick you up from Civic at the bus stop. But I called her and I'm like, oh, the last bus just left. I'm out in like far Belconnen too. It was just like real far. And she was probably the maddest I've ever seen. She came, she didn't say a single word to me until I got into the car halfway home. And then she started like screaming at me. I was like, oh shit. But it was worth it. Worth every second.
Have you guys had like one of the ladies that you've been messaging, they're like, they want you to like come over, but like the circumstances to get there are just like so unachievable.
Mm-hmm.
I had one girl. I remember I was like, so it was a Friday night. I was in my bed. I had footy the next day at like 9 a.m. Right. And she just calls me out of the blue. And I didn't even know she was into me. I just like flirted a little bit with her at school, but like I was a shy kid. So I was like, my flirting was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Anyway, she calls me up and she's like, oh, hey, it's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, hey.
Say her name. Like, do it.
No. She calls me up and she's like, oh, I'm naked. And like, I was like, oh. And I didn't know, like, I didn't, because I was a little beta male. Like, I was like, oh. How do I do
little this? She's beta
like,
male.
Yeah, like, I'll do whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want me to. She's like, tell me to do something. And I was like,
Were you already texting her?
No, she called me.
But were you already texting?
Out of the blue.
So wait, you weren't even texting her beforehand?
Like, I think we might have exchanged a text here or there, but she just called me randomly and she's like, oh, tell me, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And I was like, oh, touch your boob. And I was like, oh. Anyway, she was like, I live in Curtin. For anyone who doesn't live in Canberra, Curtin's like Woden area.
Where were you?
I was in Ainslie. Oh, so yeah. I was like near the city. She's like, I live in Curtin. Come round. You know what that means. And we were like year 8. I was like 14 as well. So I was just like, what? Mm. And she's like, yeah, come around right now. And I was like, how am I supposed to get there? She's like, I don't know. Take a taxi.
Figure it out.
Money. She's like, I don't know. Walk. I'm like, walk to Curtin? It'll take like 3 or 4 hours. I don't know. That's
dude, I know the girl that you're talking about, and I would have jumped through fucking traffic to do that, mate. You lucky duck. Yeah. Whenever you tell me the story, it I'm like, just, you don't I, even well, understand what you've given up.
I'm supposed to go there. Walk there, hitchhike. And then I'm there in Curtin when I have footy at like 9 a.m. I'll just ditch footy
100%.
And just like don't tell anyone where I am.
I remember my mum dropped me off to a booty call once.
No way. I was like, did she know it was a booty call?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe. She might have got the idea. But like, basically, I was met this girl at a nightclub, and we were like talking for like a little bit, and yeah. I lost my license, so I didn't have a car and I couldn't drive. No, not at the nightclub.
Oh, you it was probably like a week or so. I see.
Yeah, from speeding or something like that. And then so I'm texting this girl and I've got no way to get there. And I was like, Mum, can you just drop me off at this place for me? And just like no other mention of it. Just like take a change of clothes the next day to go to work. I was like, Mum, can you just drop me off? Yeah, no worries. Drives me there, drops me off. See you later.
See, thanks. Have fun.
Yeah.
Drink plenty of water. That's hilarious.
What a top lass.
Yeah. Do you remember there was that one time that Kiara, our mate, dropped me off at two booty calls. He actually picked me up. It was when we went to as Tweedledum and Tweedledee for a Halloween party, right? We're going out to the city. And then I convinced you to come to this other party that a girl that I was sort of wanting to see was there. We went there and then I was just like, obviously she convinced me to stay there. But I was like, I was one half of Tweedledum and Tweedledee. And Zara was just like, what the fuck do you mean you're not coming out? And he looked me in the dead and he's like, you fucking better be there in 2 hours or I'll come back and I'll whack you square in the balls. And he made me shake on it.
Yeah.
He made me shake on it.
I was like, if you're not back in the city in 2 hours, I get to kick you square in the balls.
And I shook on it.
And Tim was like, no. And I'm like, no, that is what's happening. Yeah. And Tim was like, oh, fine.
All right. So I shook on it. I went back. Well, I stayed with the girl for obviously at the party for another hour. And then we went back to wherever she was staying. Did the do. And then I was just like, all right, so I got to go. And she's just like, what do you mean you have to go? I'm like, did you not see me make the deal with Zariel? I can't not go. He's going to kick me in the balls. He's like, she's like, he wouldn't do that. I'm like, oh, no, he would. We shook on it. He would 100% do that. Anyway, I show up. So I call Kiara or I text him. I'm like, hey, mate, can you come pick me up from this random house that I have no idea where? He comes and picks me up because he's been a sober guy that night. So he comes, picks me up, takes me to the Civic. I see Zar and it's like 1:59. And I see Zar, he looks at me. He's just like, you fucking just made it, motherfucker. And then I hang out with them. And then I end up going back to the girl's house. And we fuck in the morning. I actually woke up to her fucking me. I was just like, this is weird. This is a weird experience.
Have you ever forgotten a girl's name?
A girl's name?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I've never forgotten a girl's name completely. But what I do, and it's really bad, is I will say the wrong name multiple times. Like in my last, basically every girlfriend I've had, I've accidentally called her a different name. And I hope they don't, I know it's bad, but it's nothing to do with, it's not like I'm cheating on them or anything like that. I'm just really bad. I'll just see people and say their names. Yeah. But I've never forgotten
it. I think name. I was out with you. What about I think you, I was out with some of the guys down in Canberra and, we went out to a nightclub or something and I ended up picking up a girl while we were out. Classic. And I went back home with her instead of with friends. And then the next morning, because I stayed there the night, the next morning I was like, I had no way to get back to my friends. So I think I called Shuey and I was like, I was staying at Shuey's house or something. And I was like, Shuey, can you come get me? I'm at this chick's house. And she's in the next room and she hears me talking to him and she comes out and she's like, did you just forget my name? And I was like, shit. Yep. I was like, Shuey.
Betty, come quickly. Come quickly, Shuey.
There's no time to lose. Quickly.
I might not be alive.
I've never forgotten someone's name. I'm pretty good with names, actually. Like, especially if it's someone that I'm like getting to know and like getting to that stage, I generally will remember it.
There's people I've met at parties and stuff, like multiple parties, where I would then come up to him and be like, hey man, I'm Tim. And he's like, I've met you like 7 times. It's one of our sort of friends. Like he's been a couple of the Canberra parties, but I don't really know him that well. I've actually forgotten his name, so I can't even mention it. But I'll look it up and then let you know about it. Well, it's probably good that I didn't say his name now because I've forgotten him again. But
well, we know it's a he.
Yeah, it's definitely a he. Uh-oh. I remember because I was at one of DVD's parties, and like I walked up to him, like I think he was talking to Whammy or something, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm Tim. Nice to meet you." He's like, "Yeah, we've met you. What are you talking about? I've known you for fucking years." And I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" It was really weird. But I think that's a good place to leave it for this episode. 56 minutes and 19 seconds, 20 seconds, 20.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks for joining us,
Kyle.
Thanks
for coming on, Kyle.
Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed yourself. And
appreciate you being the guinea pig for the remote guests. I think it worked pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a couple like clashes with like the delay in the microphone.
Yeah, there was. I'm hoping when we re-listen to it after we stop, everything sounds fine. Because then I can cut all that.
Yeah.
I can cut that all together. That's why
it's easier when you're in person.
It is.
When people speak, you kind of know when they've done.
Yeah.
And then you can go. But when it's over here, it's hard. It's kind of like hard to judge when you finish speaking and then they keep going and you're like, oh shit, I've just like started talking over them.
Yeah. It's, I think it's just a new learning curve. We'll figure it out, Zabi. We'll get there. I'm just happy that I can hear high quality audio and it sounds like we're still all in the same room still. But,
and Kyle, yeah, please write a couple of topics. Send one to me and Tim each.
Yeah,
something you think would be interesting to talk about.
Yep.
And then we'll get them on, and then you can feel like you've contributed to the discussion, even not being.
Yep. Even though you've already been on the show, man. But yep. Well, no, I appreciate it, guys. But we'll see you.
I was just going to say one more thing.
Go on, Kyle.
Like, listening to you guys, you've sort of got me thinking about doing my own podcast.
Do it. I'll help.
Based on like building and construction, because there's like literally nothing out there for like fun, informative information about building. Like, there's so many topics that you can go into as well.
Is it like,
but I was like, I've got me thinking about it the other day.
Is it like, are you trying to do it for like the layman's so people can just listen and like learn things, or is it for like builders?
I think for the layman's, but then also for like your average Joe, but then also people that want to actually learn things as well.
Dude, that'd be dope. Mm. Dude, get amongst it. I'm such an advocate for podcasting, man. Like, I was wanting to do it for years before we actually took the plunge. Like, because it's hard to come up with a concept, especially when you don't think that like other people are interested. Like, if Zara wasn't keen, I would have no idea what I was going to be doing, because everything that I could think of needed a co-host, basically, just so we didn't have to rely on guests. But now, I suppose, we've ended up going the guest route anyway, so didn't even need Zara.
You just gotta start and do it, and then when you start doing it, the creative juices flow, and you feel like your conversation skills actually improve
way better.
You learn to listen. You learn to actually like take in what they said,
actively,
and then
listen.
You think of how to respond. Like, I feel like since doing the podcast, I've become a better speaker. So, it's good. It's great.
I need to make one more point, actually. I forgot about this. I'll bring it up on the next episode too, Zah. But one of my friends up here, I was talking to her and I was just like, oh, we're going to start the podcast soon. And she said that she really enjoyed it, but she had to stop at one episode. And I was like, why? She's like, you guys were saying just like really wrong things and it was annoying me. And I'm like, what did we say? Why didn't you email us? Why didn't you do all this? Like, we don't know. We're an average podcast. This is the point. So she said she'd be keen to come on. And I was just like, don't even tell me what the bit that you wanted us to correct it was. Just come on and then we'll have a debate. We'll figure it out.
Sounds good. Yeah, bring him on. Anyone who's listening, if you want to come on the show,
everyone's welcome.
Send us a message.
Average Joe's, average dudettes.
Not that scary. It's just us on a screen.
It's not even in person anymore. Yeah. But we'll leave it there. It's exactly 1 hour. Thanks, Kiao.
Too easy.
Love you, Kiao.
Thanks, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for having me.
See ya. Bye.